Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, don't forget that when we do the most special time of the week, which is coming up right now, it's Riggins Weekend Review Song. You can always see it, that and hear it in its own podcast form. So when you want to play it for your friends and stuff, you go listen to this, and then you don't have to, you know, weed through any other yapping.
Yeah.
You can get right to it and show them. So it is Riggins' funny song about popular culture for the week and what's been going on the show. The Riggins Week in Review. Hit it.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay is looking to find a match for Rob by using an app that's pretty smart, but I'm pretty sure professional matchmakers don't crack open a Slim Jim before they start. She's actually looking to find his wife, an actual woman to marry, but so far all the applicants look like William the Refrigerator Perry. Rob and Lindsay butt heads quite a bit, I think, because they're similar and on the same track. Because they both, I take that all back.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The inauguration happens on Monday. Let's keep the discourse out of the gutter. And as TJ always says, hopefully we can get back to loving one another.
Oh, we gotta get back to loving one another, y'all.
And today is National Classy Day. I'm just bringing this info to you. Between me, TJ, Lindsay, Alexis, and Rob, I think we've got some work to do. And tomorrow is National Thesaurus Day. And Lindsay, a thesaurus is a type of book that people probably tore pages from to roll up doobies while you were at ECU with that pirate hook.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Tech D Rob started a second job this week, and he goes there right after work. So if you see the Statue of Liberty on the side of the road, oh wait, no, this doesn't work. Let me try this again. Tech D Rob started a second job this week, and he goes there right after the show. So if you see the Statue of Liberty on the side of the road, make sure you wave hello. That's how you do it. Rob could really do any job, really, because he's the total opposite of dumb. I mean, maybe he couldn't work at a fruit stand because he has never seen a plum. The national championship is also on Monday. Wishing Notre Dame and Ohio State the best of luck. Schools from Indiana and Ohio, you know those tailgates probably suck.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
So good.
Yay.
So good.
Y'all clap for the man.
Thank
Just
you.
Y'all aren't in the studio. I mean, you can't clap.
Yeah. How rude.
I said you I did great. It gets better every week.
Well, she said she did. She said it was great.
Okay, great. There's a guy that was arrested and charged for the craziest crime ever. I'm going to share info about it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
It was revealed earlier that Lindsay has purchased a door jamb for her at-home office, her at-home studio, which is basically her master closet that we've outfitted with some radio equipment and things like that. And she purchased a door jamb. Did you get it on Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just type in door jamb. How do you keep kids out? So yeah. it'll keep everybody out. But she's really concerned about the kids running in while she's trying to work on the radio. Understood. Well, there's a guy in Virginia that also had a room that he was trying to keep his family out of. He has just pled not guilty this week in a federal case that accuses him of stockpiling the largest number of finished explosives in FBI history.
Whoa.
He had hundreds of homemade pipe bombs in his home. Now, the guy is, by all appearances, handsome guy, wife, kids, good job as a machinist.
Mm-hmm.
And he has what they found on his property in Virginia, a freezer, a deep freeze with Hot Pockets, frozen corn on the cob, and a package labeled highly explosive, do not touch. They said that the contents of that package were so dangerous that even a slight change in temperature could have set it off and caused a huge explosion.
Yeah. What? So, but they still put the Hot Pockets out there so, you know, kids could run out there and say, I'm going to get a Hot Pocket out of the deep freeze.
Or the wife or anybody.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's got all these pipe bombs and stuff like that. The largest stockpile of explosives in FBI history. He said he's not guilty. I don't know. I don't know what evidence or how he's going to defend himself, but he's 36 years old. His name is Brad Spafford. Now, they think he is likely to have done this because they did mention that he has seven fingers.
So he made a mistake here or there.
He made a couple of mistakes now.
Or maybe at least one.
At least one. Three of the three fingers are all on the same hand. But they do mention that in the court documents that he is missing the fingers that they believe were lost due to the explosions and stuff like that. So facing a bunch of felony charges. But in this, it says these charges are punishable up to 10 years in prison. Yeah. And if you've got the largest stockpile of explosives in FBI history, 10 years? That doesn't seem right.
Well, I mean, if you haven't hurt anybody with them, it's a lesser, you know, penalty, I guess, than if you used it to blow up something. You know,
true, so
just because he's got them.
Yeah.
You know, I got guns, but I've never shot anybody.
True.
Yeah, but you're willing to risk your whole family's life.
Yeah.
Like, you're a psycho.
Yeah. They said he also mentioned bringing back presidential assassinations. He thought they should be back. Oh, so
that'll turn some heads.
Yeah.
I know this will probably shock you, Riggins, but one of my really close friends growing up, his uncle served time in a federal prison for just such a, I think it was the same type of thing.
Making bombs?
What? No, but having a lot of bombs and weaponry and all of that kind of stuff stockpiled out in the country at his house.
So why arrest him? Like you said, what if he's not hurting anybody?
Because you can't have it. It's a law against having that stuff and all of that. But the charge goes up, obviously, if you use it to harm people.
Hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Was he making the bombs or purchasing them from somebody else in Louisiana?
I don't remember. Probably both.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Probably both. That's exactly right. Probably both.
He was a great guy, though. My friend's a great guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a scene out there. Love that.
You also wouldn't want to mess with him. You know, before you knew about the pipe bombs and the grenades and stuff.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, we got a lot going on this show.
Not kidding.
We're trying to plan a wedding.
Yeah.
The first thing, though, is to find the bride.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing for Tech D Rob. Because if he doesn't get married within, 3 months, he has to leave the country of U.S.?
That's right. TikTok.
He loses his card.
Yeah. And you know, Trump's in office, and
yeah,
there's not going to be any playing. Mm-mm. That visa expires, Rob. You're gone. Yeah. You better find you a bride.
They see that beard, and they're like,
oh. They are straight, too. Hey, Rob, I was thinking about something because you are on my mind constantly.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. In the shower and other times.
Shower thoughts.
No, but I was wondering, as much as you love superhero movies and all of that, and you're a Marvel, right? Or a DC? Which one are you more into?
I prefer Marvel, but my favorite hero is a DC one, and it's Batman.
Okay. Here's the thing, Riggins. As much as he loves Batman, would he ever want to sit down and actually meet the actors who played his favorite Batmans? Because he's so antisocial and gets freaked out talking to strangers and everything. Would he want to meet them?
No, he wouldn't want to meet him, but I don't think it's for that reason. He likes deep fantasy. He always says that.
Yeah.
Things that couldn't possibly be real. So I think meeting the actor that played him would kind of break the illusion for him.
Would it, Rob, or would you just be awkward talking to them like you do with us in a convenience store or a grocery store?
I don't know that I'd want to meet him, no.
No.
Because the last time I wanted to meet someone, it might just be because I was scorned. The last time I wanted to meet someone who played one of my favorite characters, it was the Green Power Ranger guy. And it ended up like I couldn't get in there, and I drove all the way to Raleigh from Charlotte, and I couldn't get in.
Drove yourself, so you were old enough to drive?
Yes, I was.
Oh, no.
But I didn't get to meet him, and now he has passed away, so I'll never get to meet him. So.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he killed himself. We don't talk about that.
Oh, you drove across the state to meet the Green Power Ranger?
Oh, my God.
How long ago was it?
It was since I worked for you guys, so within the last 12 years.
Mm.
Before or after the pandemic? I mean,
yeah. It was before.
Oh, my gosh.
Lindsay put that in his dating profile. That'll reel him in. Biggest disappointment in life, not getting to meet the Green Power Ranger.
Holy.
I will not be adding that.
And then he got so mad when he went to Disney with us because he was all excited to meet Goofy, and he said Goofy was stuck up, didn't say a word to him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, he took a picture with him, and he would nod his head along and all that stuff, but he never even spoke to Rob.
Oh, that's terrible, Rob. I'm sorry to hear that. Goofy movie is one of his favorites.
I felt alienated.
Mm. You know, people are going, they don't talk.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. I like his son better than Goofy anyway. Max. Goof's way better.
Garsh, Rob. Garsh.
He's a big... So which was more of a disappointment, meeting the Green Power Ranger or meeting Goofy?
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't get to meet the Green Power Ranger, so that's what disappointment is. Okay.
And now he'll never.
Because I can't anymore.
I got a feeling you could be fooled. We just somebody put on the outfit. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I got to tell y'all that I've started measuring, like, one, how many, and then also, or as a lot of my Southern brethren and sistren would say, also the severity of eye rolls that I do a day. When I see things in our culture.
Yeah.
And this morning I had one of the biggest eye rolls that I have had in a long time. Legendary, as the kids say, the GOAT of NFL coaching, Bill Belichick, is in the news a lot right now because he has gone to coaching college football. And he's supposed to be the coach of the UNC at Chapel Hill, the big UNC Tar Heels. But the news is that somebody uncovered the fact that he hasn't signed his contract yet, and NFL teams are now trying to get him to go back to the NFL and all that stuff. But I saw an article this morning that that they had written. And it was to ensure everybody that there is a source that says, a spokesperson, if you will, that says that Bill Belichick is going to be the coach. And it's his 24-year-old girlfriend. He's 72. He has a 24-year-old girlfriend. And on her Instagram, she posted a picture, a professional picture of them standing in front of a light blue backdrop. She's in a dress and heels, and he's in a suit and tie, and they're holding a football between them. And it says, we are overtly committed to UNC.
Okay. All right.
We.
I can't stand that.
And he's standing there on Instagram with her and posing for this picture. I mean, come on.
Come on. And they're not married, obviously.
No, they've been dating since 2023.
Ugh.
A 72-year-old man dating someone who is my daughter's age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she does what 24-year-olds do. She has her thoughts out on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, and he goes along with it, takes a picture, poses a professional picture of her holding a football, like a, I don't know, like a marriage announcement or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, good Lord, dude.
Yeah, and that's probably happening, you know, all day.
You know why she's saying we, though. She going to be saying we till she gets that money.
Yeah, but the fact that people don't roll their eyes at that, like the journalists and stuff, why would they even ask her? Why? But maybe they didn't ask her. Maybe they just wrote an article based on what she posted. You know, the lazy journalists will do that. They posted this on X. They posted that on, but.
Yeah, there were all these stories coming out. So she's like, here's what we need to do, Billy. Mm. You know, we need to post on Instagram. We're so excited to come to Chapel Hill.
He's like, okay.
And it's all like, right. Who's saying, oh, that's so cute. Who's saying that?
I don't figure her parents are saying it. It's so cute.
I would love to hear from them.
Or his kids.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I roll.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There are a lot of surveys out today in the news. One of them was about dream jobs. What would be your dream job? Lindsay, what would be your dream job? If you had the best job in the world for you, what would it be?
This one.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd have to, I just love y'all so much. It would be this.
mine would be, and I've always said this, the person that goes to these big vacation resorts and stuff like that and sends back a grade to the company that owns the resort. You know, like you're a critic that you go and experience all of the things that they have and then report back how you rated it. You're undercover, kind of.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Because, you know, nobody knows who you are, so they don't pay special attention to you or anything. And then you, Gwen that used to work with us, her sister does that. That's what she does for a living.
Oh, what a good job. Mm-hmm. I always thought food critic, too, but I'd be huge, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that's a lot of writing, you know, being a food critic.
Yeah, but you get all your food free, and it's fantastic food, so. Mm-hmm.
And then they said that the best jobs in America, not necessarily dream jobs, but the best jobs for 2025, veterinarian, physician, civil engineer, fire engineer, surveyor, radiologist, and registered nurse. But I'm going to tell you what, and this is an old man kind of thing, because I'm owing a message to the young people. My grandmother was very business savvy, and back in the early 80s, she told me, she said, son, you need to go and become whatever they're called that sells hearing aids, because the way people are listening to music so loud and everything, now people are going to be needing hearing aids. It wasn't 10 years you start seeing those commercials on TV about the miracle ear and all that. So here's what I'm saying. If you are a minority, probably more so if you're black or Hispanic and you're a young person looking for a career to go into with plenty of opportunity, go to meteorology school.
Mm. Yeah, it's all white guys.
Uh-huh. And the other news, you know, jobs are minorities mostly, you know, now when you see them, and they're always the white guys at the weather. So you don't see weather people of color much.
No, you don't. That is weird. Don't.
That's an open field.
Get in there.
Sure. Yeah.
So share that wealth with me whenever you where you get discovered.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Some controversy going on in Atlanta. Evidently, they're having some sort of an event at this Ethiopian restaurant there, and it is in conjunction with Martin Luther King Day.
Okay.
And the restaurant has now had to come out and distance themselves from something that said that they did not approve the flyer that has been going around promoting this event. It was digitally altered, and it's very sexualized. Pictures of Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks.
What?
Yeah. I'm trying. I don't want to even show it to the camera, but
sexualized pictures of Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
terrible.
It's Rosa Parks lying on her stomach with G-string on, and Dr. Martin Luther King behind her, like just in a collage kind of thing. It's not like they've positioned him behind her, just on the picture, and he's got a big long chain on, and you know. That type of, you know, club wear.
What?
No way.
And this is MLK weekend celebration, and it says he's scared of the word I can't say. And I guess, I don't know if that's the name of a DJ or what, but it's vulgar. It's a vulgar image that has been made digitally of Rosa Parks and Dr. Martin Luther King.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And the restaurant is saying we didn't have anything to do with this?
Yeah. So we didn't approve this. We approved the, we're having the event.
They're having the event.
But we didn't approve this flyer that's going out all over the internet.
All right. My gosh.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even have known about this, you know, if I wasn't checking Atlanta Black Star online magazine every day.
Yeah. It's bookmarked.
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe the DJ or the entertainment group that's going to be performing there at the restaurant created this flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Promoter. You know, it's always a promoter with this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And they're always slimy, aren't they? Mm. I mean, well, not just this one.
No, we don't want to say that because slimy or not, they have attorneys, Lynn. So they're not all like that. There is some sliminess in that profession, but not all.
Let me rephrase the ones I know.
Again, some of the ones you know.
I got receipts. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So SpaceX launched a rocket yesterday and it exploded in the sky. And the FAA had to divert a bunch of airplanes because of the falling debris. Now, Elon Musk had a good sense of humor about it. He said, it's always entertaining when something blows up. And they say they actually learn more when the rocket blows up because they push it to its limits. And that's where you kind of learn where the weaknesses are on the Rockies. It's all part of the process that it'll explode. But the fact that it fell over Turks and Caicos and parts of the Caribbean had people a little scared.
It's just like acting coaching. You know, it's a lot easier to pull back if it's too much than it is to get it going if it's not enough.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't have the right energy when you're acting, it's hard to get you to add.
Yeah. And the rocket booster from the rocket was actually caught by that tower again, only the second time they've done that. And if you haven't seen that video, it's so cool. This rocket comes out of the sky. It's like 20 stories tall and gets caught in midair. It's really neat to see. But he said success is uncertain, but the entertainment is guaranteed. He liked the explosion. And speaking of Elon Musk, he and Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, they will all be at the inauguration of President Donald Trump on Monday. All the tech CEOs are showing up, and they're all trying to get in the good graces of the upcoming president.
Yeah. Hopefully they got their minds right. For real.
We'll see. I know Jeff Bezos donated $1 million to the inauguration festivities, which is pretty typical, I think, for all these tech CEOs. But a lot of people saying tech people are getting too powerful.
They'd be so mad at me if I were elected president.
Why?
Because I would not want to go to all these functions. I'd be like, just let me go home and watch crime.
Yeah, right.
I'm about to be the busiest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Just let me take this night to relax.
They shuttle them around all these balls after the inauguration. It goes on all night. They're going to dances. They got to dance. It's like, okay. Yeah, it's got to be exhausting.
But I tell you, somebody who didn't like all of that stuff and didn't do as many, because the society columnists and all used to rag him about it because he didn't want to go in for all of that.
Who's that?
George W.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, back when he was still cool.
He doesn't seem like the dancing type, you know?
He wanted to go home and rest.
So, when did it hit you that, yeah, we are actually living in the future? Interesting responses on the internet. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, when did you get a VCR? I recall you getting, like, it was a big deal when you got a VCR.
First one in our town to get one, yeah. So, I don't know, 83, something like
was
that.
Was it super exciting to go buy a cassette? Like, because you wanted to watch something instead of just recording, right?
I didn't even know about it. My mom is the one that said, this is what I want, because, you know, she reads all the time, and she's always kept up with things going on in the world. And she wanted a way to record her soap operas during the day. She was a teacher, but she loved soap operas, and she wanted to come home and watch soap operas, and she'd set it to record. And once you set it, you couldn't change the channel on the TV, you couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it would start running and run for, I don't know, 4 hours every day.
My mom had the exact same scenario. That's the only reason we had a VCR, was to record all my children. And God forbid, like, I recorded some wrestling over it. That would have ruined her day.
Yeah.
It would have been awful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was a big deal. You probably thought, oh my gosh, we're living in the future now. I had a similar experience when I was out on the way out to Eastern North Carolina, out in where we can be heard on Bob 93.3.
Yeah.
And I stopped at I think it was a Sheetz, and they had self-checkout at the gas station. And that blew my mind. That was just like 2 years ago or a year ago. I'd never seen that before. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. We are living in the future. Have you had an experience like that where you thought, who would have thought growing up we could have A, B, or C?
Yep, every day.
Every day.
The day-to-day technology that we live with, I mean, having a phone that can look up things in an instant, like walking around with a computer in your pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, has anything hit you like that where you're like, wow, this is incredible stuff?
More recently in life, I stopped at McDonald's in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I'll never forget. I went up to the register. Nobody was there to take my order. And the lady after 10 minutes said, honey, turn around. You got to order at the kiosk. I'm like, kiosk? Wild.
Wow. And you're not you're not old. So that's surprising that you didn't pick up on that.
I mean, this was a few years ago, but it was like when the first kiosk had come out.
Yeah.
The self-serve kiosk.
Now, I look at that as a downside of technology.
Removing people out of
They remove them because they, have to keep paying higher and higher minimum wage and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, mandated by the government.
But it does.
So then that's why they replace them with machines.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. One of the top answers on Reddit, somebody said, I don't think people understand how amazing Shazam was when it first came out, that you could open your phone, open this app, even in a noisy bar, and it could identify the music that was playing. It really was incredible.
Yes. Yeah.
You probably don't understand if you're super young, but we get it.
Yeah. We get it.
I'm a human Shazam.
That's true.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.